Shut up and sit down.
Ooh. Welcome to Reddit Tales and Takeaways.
Welcome back to Reddit Tales and Takeaways. Today we have a spooky episode for you guys on Halloween. Maybe not the second part, but we have some exciting Halloween stories for you guys.
We have to be into the spirit tonight.
Yep.
So, you know, we got some real spooky stories coming up. So,
all right, quick question for you, Parks. What are you dressing up as for Halloween?
I think that I will either dress up as Michael Vick, a Georgia football player,
okay,
or a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I think I like the third one the best.
Everyone put in the comments your favorite costume that I should wear.
I don't even think there are comments on Spotify.
Well, we'll find out. Just DM us which one I should do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'll start with this story. This one's a creepy one. It's quite long, so that's like a lot of creep in one story, you know?
Hopefully it's pretty spooky.
Okay. It's a camping story, you know? Classic, like you're in the woods.
Classic spooky story.
Okay, so I'll just get right into it. This one won't be as opinionated today, just spooky, but...
Yeah.
You know?
It'll have you on the edge of your seat, though.
I'm never going camping again. I lost my dad 2 years ago while we were out camping. I'll never forget anything about that day. It was an early morning in mid-October, and as usual, Dad was ready for the annual camping trip. "Son, get up, get dressed, and let's move on," Dad said. My eyelids peeled open slowly as my body booted itself on. "I'm up, Pops. Just got to get my gear together," I said. "Be down in 15. I lied. I got dressed, grabbed my bag, and headed downstairs. Dad was outside checking the engine of the truck, and Mom was watching the news in the kitchen. Dad said send you out when you came downstairs, Mom said. I ran over to my mother and gave her a kiss on the cheek. "Love you, Mama. I'll see you in a couple days," I said. She said it back, hugged me, and shooed me off. Dad was getting the last bit of the equipment packed, and I decided to put my stuff in the car and wait for him to finish. "Son, come help me with this," Dad said. I made my way over. "What's wrong, Pops? You getting too old for this?" I laughed. "I'll never be too old to whip your A-word," he laughed.
Oh.
All of a sudden, my father's demeanor completely changed. "Tony, if anything happens, son, never go camping again," he said cryptically. "What's that supposed to mean, Dad?" I said, but he ignored me and kept going. So it seems like the dad knows something, but he's not sharing.
I think this might be a fictional story. It doesn't sound super nonfiction.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, just as good.
Yep.
He acted like he didn't just say that to me. I kept loading gear and just ignored it. I helped him and the rest of the equipment. We loaded it up all up and got into the truck. My dad was a very kind man. Give you the shirt off his back kind of guy. He was funny, caring, and made you feel like you could conquer the world. He was also quiet and standoffish at times, which I figured was his military service bleeding out.
Hold on. He said was. He keeps saying was, meaning I think his father's going to die in this story.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of...
Might be a great prediction.
Yeah, that's why I think it's fiction. I don't think you'd share your father's death on here. But I'm fairly certain this one's fiction. He was also quiet and standoffish... I already said it. He never really talked about it, but Mom would always say Dad came home after the war ended, but his mind was still at war. Some nights he would wake screaming, and I'd hear Mom promising it was all okay and he's okay. But for the most part, he was an amazing man who treated his family like royalty. "So, kiddo, are you ready for this year's camping trip?" Dad asked. "Of course I am, Pops," he said, lying straight to my teeth, but I couldn't let him know that because it would crush him. "I'm 16 and I have a girlfriend, and this is getting to be kid stuff to me, but I love my dad and I know what this means to him." "You sure you're not upset? You have to leave your little girlie back home," he joked. I brushed off the comment and sighed. He laughed and continued to drive out to the campsite. It took us about 4 hours to get out there. It was out in the middle of nowhere, California, nothing but high trees and higher mountains. Our campsite was situated right on the side of a cliff. I began to pull the camping stuff out of the truck. I noticed my dad pacing and muttering under mid-breath. He made his way around the area, checking things out. He seemed a little agitated, but I brushed it off and kept pulling things out. An hour or so later, and camp was set up. It was about 3 p.m. at this point, and we were starting to get hungry. "Let's get down to that river and get us some dinner," Dad said. I agreed, and we made our way down to the river. It was a 5-minute hike down from our campsite to the water. When we got to the river, I noticed that the cliff on our campsite sat on looked over it. The river was quite violent, churning rapids as plane engines. The roar could be felt in your chest. My dad made his way down the river to a split off that ran into the creek. He explained the slower water was perfect for catching fish, and then he froze. Abruptly, his voice stopped. I looked over and noticed Dad was staring into the woods and whispering something to himself I couldn't make out. His eyes so glazed over, I'm surprised tears didn't begin to fall. I could hear him saying what sounded like, "This is the last time," but I wasn't sure. I made my way closer to my dad.
Ooh, it's getting kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little freaky. "Dad, are you okay?" I said, and he didn't move an inch. I looked into the woods, but seeing nothing, I reached out to grab his shirt. "Dad," I fearfully asked, fingers outreached, trembling towards him. All of a sudden, he snaps out of it, twisting his head towards me, smiling. "The slower water is perfect for catching fish, son," he said, his head twisting slowly back towards the river. Yeah, it's getting a little weird.
Yeah, sounds like his dad is kind of like...
losing it, yeah.
Schizophrenic.
Maybe. Okay, sorry, I lost my place. I was quick to notice that this episode looked a lot like the symptoms of my father's PTSD, but he immediately snapped out of it. I was creeped out, to say the least. The way he turned his back towards the water scared me a little. I've never been afraid of my father, but that scared me. "Son, hand me my fishing pole. Let's see if we can get us some grub," he said. I handed him the pole, and we began to fish. We caught what seemed like 100 fish. It basically turned into sport, seeing who could catch the most. The entire time we were fishing and laughing, the episode played in my head on repeat. I tried my best just to forget and enjoy the day with my dad. We went about back to the campsite after a couple of hours. We scaled the fish, gutted them, and skewered them on some branches and began to cook them. Dad grabbed a beer out of his floor, sat down with a piece of wood, and began to whittle it. I looked at the cliff and looked at the river. I grabbed a rock and chucked it into the water. I'd say we were at least 75 feet up, but I wasn't sure. I turned and looked at my dad, wanting to question him about what happened today, but I couldn't. Maybe I was afraid to trigger his PTSD. I'm not sure but I couldn't. Dinner finished and we sat down to eat. Besides the creepiness of the day, I'd say it went pretty well. Dad cleaned up the dishes and I started to gather more wood for the coming day. By that time it was about 8 p.m. and we were winding down. "How was your dinner, son?" he asked. "It was awesome, Dad. Thanks for cooking," I said. He shot me a thumbs up and started whittling the wood again. Hey, Dad, what happened to you on the river today?" I worriedly asked. "What do you mean?" he asked. "You froze up and repeated something you just told me, I said. "Froze up? What are you talking about?" he asked, agitated. "It was nothing, Dad. You must not have heard me," I said. "I haven't been sleeping very well, that's all. Don't worry about it. Okay, son," he said, calming down. He gestured over to his sleeping bag. "I'ma hit the hay, son. I'll wake you up early morning so we can go hunt," he said. "All right, good night. Love you, Dad," I said. He disappeared into the tent, and I did the same. I fell asleep quite fast from the activities of the day. All of a sudden, I'm woken up to a scream.
Oh,
yeah. Not just any scream, but it sounded to me like the scream of someone being tortured. Ooh. As soon as I sat up in my tent, it went quiet. No bugs, no fire crackling, no river, nothing. I unzipped my tent slowly and stuck my head outside. It was pitch black outside except for the glow of the moon's objects. I climbed out of my tent and made my way to Dad's tent. I unzipped it and stuck my head in. "Dad, are you okay?" I said. All I could hear was my father mumbling in his sleep. My father was having a conversation with himself. "You can't take them. They're my family," he whispered. All of a sudden, a voice came out of my father that couldn't have been his own. A deep, guttural voice, almost demon-like.
This is kind of
Getting creepy.
Yeah, getting spooky here.
I will take you, and I will take them, it growled. I stumbled backwards out of the tent and fell to the ground. Tony, are you okay? Dad asked, peeking out of the tent. Yeah, Dory. Dad, I was checking on you, I said. Are you okay, Dad? I asked. He shook his head, yes, and told me to get back to bed. The rest of the night was calm. I laid in bed for an hour or so, playing what I just heard over and over again in my bed. I'm not sure what to chalk it up to, but I was almost certain that it wasn't PTSD. The following day was pretty normal. We hiked around some, fished some more, and gathered wood for the night. We didn't say much all day and seemed irritated. He didn't say much all day and seemed irritated. All in all, another good day. I dared not ask Dad about what I had heard him say in his sleep. I'm not even sure he would have told me. All right, son, I'm out, Dad said. Love you, Pop. See you in the morning. I said, not knowing that that was the last thing I'd ever say to him. Oh, that's not good.
Not good at all.
When I got into my tent, I could feel anxiety creeping up my back, the events of last night burning into my memory. I forced myself to stop thinking about my memory. I forced myself to stop thinking about it. I began to tell myself to calm down and man up. All of a sudden, a noise that I can only describe as bones and meat squelching moved through our camp and towards the cliff. Ugh.
This is like...
Yeah, gory.
Yeah.
I stood up and looked around in the darkness. That's when I noticed it. A silhouette of my dad standing completely still on the cliff's edge, whispering and looking down at the river. I gasped in horror and began to sprint towards my dad. I got about 10 feet behind him and froze. I could hear what he was saying. You can have me, but not them. This is the last time you hurt me, he said, whispering. Dad, are you out? Because I could not finish the thought. My dad looked back at me and said, never agree to go camping again, son. And he leapt off the cliff.
So is he, like, demented or something?
I don't know.
Like, some demon gets inside him?
I think so. Yeah, it's...
Is there more to it?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. No! I screamed. The shock almost made me pass out. I stood there emotionless, not understanding what just happened. Feeling slowly coming back, I began to sob. I ran to the cliff's edge, and there was nothing I could have done. Staring into the darkness, listening to the roar of the river below, reality began to set in. I need to get help right now. I grabbed the keys and hopped into the truck and drove all the way home to get help. I drove home in shock. I could swear I kept hearing my dad in the back of the truck. The entire four-hour drive was a blur. I got home and rushed to my mother and explained to her what happened. She collapsed and began to sob. We called the authorities, and they went out to search. Not a single trace was found of my father. That's creepy.
Ooh.
It was like he had disappeared. That was 2 years ago. I'm 18 now, and it's coming up on our annual trip. I've been gone in the last 2 years since I moved after that. I'm going up to stay with my mom for the weekend. The night I got there was the night before the annual trip. I got in, greeted my mother, and had dinner. That night, I woke up a cold chill running up my back. I opened my eyes and stared around the dark room. It was so quiet in the room, it frightened me. A whisper broke through the darkness. Son, get up, it whispered. I sat on the bed and rubbed my eyes. That's when I noticed it. A person's face looking at me from the bottom of a window, looking into the backyard. More specifically...
Real quick, that would be terrifying if you wake up and you just see someone's, like, little face looking at you.
I'm pretty sure it's a ghost. Look, because listen to this next part. That's when I noticed it. A person's face looking at me from the bottom of the window looking into the backyard. More specifically, my father's face. His skin was paper white and his hair was matted. His eyes were black and evil. He began to speak in a quiet, deep tone. Son, are you ready to go camping? He said, raising a hat and tapping on the window with his long, sharp fingernails. Tap, tap, tap. His fingernails rhythmically tapping the window pane. I've missed you all this time, son. Why did you leave me? He cried. He began to open his mouth wider than anything I've ever seen, his cheeks tearing straight into the ears and his jaw hinging open. I jumped out of bed and flipped back to look at the window. I stared in absolute horror, frozen by what I was looking at. I didn't say anything. I couldn't say anything. I backed away slowly, and his eyes followed me. I flipped the light on, and it's gone. I run from my room into my mom's. "Mom, are you awake?" I asked, frightened. "Yes, I'm awake, son. What's wrong?" she asked. "Mom, we need to leave right now. Something is outside in it." Just then, my mom cuts me off. "We can't get you, son, if you don't agree to go camping. He can't get you, son, if you don't agree to go camping," she said as she rolled back over and went back to sleep. "Mom, what the hell is that supposed to mean?" I yelled, but she ignored me. Confusion and anger had set in at this point. What was going on? This is crazy, I thought to myself. Did I really just see my dead dad staring at me through the window? I decided to step outside and see for myself. I'm not going to be able to ever sleep again if I don't figure this out. I walked around the house to where my window was, and nothing was there. Just the woods behind our house and nothing more. "Won't you go camping with me, son?" a voice called from the woods. "Won't you please?" I stopped moving and turned to look at the woods where the voice came from. "I'm going to get you just like I got your dad," it yelled in a piercing screech.
I don't know how this guy could, ever sleep again if this happened.
I know. Just then, a bright white figure, completely naked on all fours, scutters out of the woods towards me and begins to scream horrible screams. I fall backwards on my ass and close my eyes, waiting for the inevitable end. The screams getting louder and louder until they're almost right on top of me. I feel long fingers wrap around both of my ankles, fingernails digging into my calves. "This is it," I thought to myself. "The thing that killed my dad is going to kill me, then my mom." As the thought entered my head, all I could hear were my dad's last words. "Never agree to go camping again, son." I snapped out of it. "I'm not going camping with you," I screamed at the top of my lungs, my hands covering my eyes. Silence. I pry my hands away from my face and look up, expecting to be met with some horror. Nothing was there. No sign that anything had ever been there. At my feet was a small wooden cross with the words "Father and Son" carved into it, the cross my father whittled. I picked it up and keep it with me to this day. I'm not sure if I'm going crazy or not, but I know this for sure. I'm never camping again.
Ooh.
Wow, that was spooky.
That was a pretty good story.
Yeah, that was well written.
It was well written. I was just hoping that the ending wasn't just, and I woke up and it was a dream.
Yeah, me too. But it seems that they're trying to portray that this actually happened. I don't fully buy it, but it was still a good story.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe it yet.
I think we got time for maybe one more short one. So Reed can read that one.
Yep.
We never use that. Reed can read. Okay, continue.
All right. Real quick story for you, Parks. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Boo.
Ah! Okay.
Was that a good one or no?
It scared me.
All right. I'll say this one real quick.
Okay.
Encounter with a ghostly doctor in a dorm elevator at 3 a.m.
Another ghost story. Let's hear it. 3 a.m. Nothing good happens at
well,
3 a.m.
Well, we don't know if the last one was a ghost story.
It was a ghost. I think it was. I think that the white figure, it had to be a ghost.
Well,
but continue. I'm disrupting. All right. Very rude of me.
I had just moved into a new dormitory with 18 floors. I didn't really want to stay there because the 13th floor used to be a hospital ward for soldiers, and many had died there.
Ooh.
All right, first thing, a lot of buildings don't have a 13th floor.
Yeah, you're right.
They skip it. So
that's scary.
I don't know.
You're right. Good point. I didn't think about that.
Due to that, the lift never stopped on the 13th floor because it was said to be haunted.
Ah.
However, I had no choice because my previous accommodation was under reconstruction, so the move was sudden. Anyway, back to the story. My room was on the 16th floor, and I worked the graveyard shift. Every time I came home at 3 a.m., I would always ride the lift with the male doctor, who said he also came from work, and his room was on the 15th floor, which was true. We would always meet in the lift, chat, and laugh together. Then, one time at 3 a.m., we were in the lift together again, but for some reason, the lift suddenly stopped on the 13th floor, which I feared. A man in a hospital gown, wearing a red bangle on his arm, the kind used for the dead, was running towards us.
Oh, that's scary.
I quickly pressed the button to close the lift, and thank God it closed.
Uh-oh.
Then the doctor asked me, "It looked like that man wanted to get on. Why did you close it?" "Did you notice the red bangle on his arm?"
Uh-huh.
"This floor used to be a hospital. They put those on the dead." Doctor, slowly raising his hand to reveal a red bangle, like this.
So he was a ghost the whole time?
Yeah.
That's spooky. Ooh. That's freaky. That's,
I mean, the title did say it was scary. A ghostly doctor, but...
That's scary.
Yeah, that was a good Boom. Good little...
But... That was a good episode. That was like a little... That first camping story had me on the edge of my seat. That was scary. And then that second
A lot of build up for the camping story, but the ending did not disappoint.
It did not. I thought it was over when like the demon like got him, it seemed, and he like jumped off the cliff.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Sorry we had to spook you guys so bad.
Yeah.
If you can't sleep at night, we're sorry.
Yeah. Hopefully you didn't get too scared.
Hopefully. Have a happy Halloween.
Yep.